First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 1st. I hope you're not a fool. Coming up.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves.
All to vote on confidence in Count Corlo, Verona Murphy, and ministers to hear how Trump tariffs will impact on Ireland. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Dáil will debate a motion of confidence in the Count Corlo of Verona Murphy later. It's expected Ms Murphy will comfortably survive the vote, but not without a few bruises. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
This is the first time in the history of the Oireachtas motion of no confidence in the Count Corlo will make it to the floor of the Dáil, with Verona Murphy in for an uncomfortable day in the chair. A number of opposition parties co-signed the motion, which is being brought in Sinn Féin's speaking time after Ms Murphy's handling of the speaking rights row last week. The opposition say she showed a clear bias in favour of the government, something Murphy categorically denies. With the backing of the government and the regional independent TDs, Murphy will keep her role as Count Corlo, but her relationships with almost half the Dáil have been seriously damaged, and it will be a long road back for her to regain the confidence of many of the TDs she'll have to work with over the next 5 years.
The Cabinet will discuss the upcoming impact of Donald Trump's tariffs this morning ahead of a full announcement tomorrow. Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers is to give an update on the National Development Plan and will stress the importance of investment in capital projects in this year's budget. Last night, Enterprise Minister Peter Burke briefed his party leaders on Ireland's competitiveness ahead of tomorrow's tariff announcements. Marine Le Pen says she's innocent after being banned from standing at the next French election. The leader of the National Rally Party has been found guilty of embezzling funds for political purposes. Her lawyers say the presidential favourite will appeal against the court's decision, which disqualifies her from running for office for 5 years. In a TV interview last night, Marine Le Pen said she will fight until the bitter end.
Millions of French people will be denied by a court judge without any possible recourse. The candidate who was until today the favourite to win the presidential elections. Surely that must shock and horrify all those who respect democracy.
The lower VAT rate on electricity is set to be extended. The higher 13.5% rate was due to come into force again on the 1st of May. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue is proposing to extend the 9% rate for a further 6 months. It'll cost €85 million to the state. Legislation to remove guardianship rights from convicted killers goes before the Cabinet this morning. The so-called Valerie's Law would remove rights to guardianship from someone convicted of killing another parent or guardian of a child. The draft law would require an application to the District Court for removal of guardianship within 6 months of a conviction. The law is named after 41-year-old mother of three, Valerie French, who was killed by her husband in 2019. The Irish Cancer Society is warning we're way behind on our bowel cancer screening targets. Only 41% of people eligible for a screening took part last year, far below the recommended level of 65%. The eligibility age range has now been expanded to include 70-year-olds, which means 48,000 more people can get checked. Gastroenterologist Professor Barbara Ryan says it's vital for all those who are called to attend their screening.
Bowel screening detects people who have no symptoms, diagnoses cancers and can find precancerous lesions also at a very early stage. And that can really be life-saving, because the earlier the cancer is found, the better the survival rate.
Labour will launch a new bill to ban sex for rent ads today. The party wants to see fines of up to €50,000 for those found guilty of advertising rental accommodation in return for sex. It says the ads are mainly targeted towards young women and migrants who are in danger of being exploited during the housing crisis. Labour Senator Laura Harman says the ads are written in ambiguous ways which can catch out desperate renters.
They'll say things like, you know, must be up for sharing a bed, must be up for having fun in the house, must be open-minded, must be willing to negotiate in terms of rent, in terms of what you can offer. And it's sometimes when they visit the property then that actually it's said to them, or they will get, you know, creepy text messages which will outline what they really mean by these ads.
Two astronauts who were stuck in space for 9 months say they would fly on the Starliner capsule again. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams spoke at a news conference last night, their first press conference since returning to Earth 2 weeks ago. Their mission was only supposed to be 8 days long, with NASA still investigating what went wrong. They were asked about Donald Trump's accusation that former President Joe Biden abandoned them. Nick Hague was also on board the Crew 9 flight.
The politics, they don't make it up there when we're trying to make operational decisions. There were a lot of options that were discussed. Everybody was working with singular focus on how do we end the Crew 9 mission and maintain the safety and the success of the space station mission.
In entertainment news, journalist Louis Theroux says he's preparing to shave his head after suffering with alopecia. The documentary filmmaker says he's looking forward to make the move next year, taking inspiration from actors Stanley Tucci and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The 54-year-old has been updating fans on his hair loss journey on social media. And in sport, in soccer, there are three Premier League games down for decision this evening. Arsenal welcome London rivals Fulham to the Emirates. Kick-off is at 7.45 and a win for Mikel Arteta's side would see them cut Liverpool's lead at the top of the table to 9 points, at least until tomorrow. At the same time, Wolves entertain West Ham, and at 8 o'clock, high-flying Nottingham Forest and struggling Manchester United meet at the City Ground. Forest go into the game third in the table, 10 places above their opponents. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.